Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Just a quick update. I talked a while back about doing a manuscript, working on my book. And finally, even after switching directions two or three times, I have a finished product. It's not monumental. Okay. It's under 200 pages. It's available through Kindle, Amazon, The Nightlight, 30 Years with Non-Physical Intelligence. And this is the story. I did it first talking to Nightlights, and that's more about the process and being completely unfamiliar with what was happening. And my language has changed since then because I've expanded, for one thing, my awareness and my abilities as that happened. Totally unexpected, but I had to learn a few things along the way. Channeling was the first thing I had to learn. I was doing automatic writing. I already had my connection with spirit guides, so that was all part of my background. And I had experienced hearing voices, my spirit guides helping to protect me when I was in dangerous situations. So I had, and then when I was a kid, about 10 years old, I had an experience where a friend asked me if I accepted the Holy Spirit. And I thought, well, who wouldn't? That's kind of, why wouldn't you? And I said, yeah, yes. And well, at that point, my whole body glowed. And it was just, I called it the glowworm experience. I wrote about that in the first book, so I'm not repeating it here. That was something that shifted me. And then I told her, I asked her, okay, so what was that like? How did you feel? She had no idea. And she didn't know what I was talking about. And that kind of changed our friendship because, of course, she thought I was weird. And she instigated it. Okay, so there you go. Sometimes things happen you don't expect that alter your whole frame of reference, and one person will feel it. The other person who instigated it had no idea and didn't believe it. And I'm like, well, okay, it was just an experience for me. And that's really what this is about. You may have your own experiences that nobody else can validate or corroborate. It doesn't mean it's wrong, it's imaginary, it's fiction, that it wasn't real. It's just a matter of knowing that some things you will experience, and it's personal, and it means something, and it expands your awareness, it broadens your horizon, and it makes life interesting. Fortunately, a lot of these experiences in the most recent decade have been corroborated by my companion, my husband, Andy. I knew Andy when I was 14. We met at a camp and continued connecting for 4 or 5 years, and then both of us went our separate ways after school. He was somebody I knew and trusted, and he already told me, we were at camp, and he said, you see that light over there? It's blinking at you. It's talking to you. And I told him, don't tell anybody else, because that will make you sound really weird. And I thought he was weird. Okay, so yeah. Anyway, turnabout is fair play. Now I know that I'm weird. And he appreciates that, and we connect. But it was really amazing after, after that initial, don't tell anybody, they'll think you're really weird. And it came back to bite me in a positive way. So now my blinking nightlight after, and other lights too. It isn't just a nightlight, but the nightlight is the signal that I am connecting with the intelligence that has been with me now for almost 30 years. It started in December of 1997, and it has not stopped. And it was something that was deeply, wow. It shook my whole foundation. This wasn't supposed to happen. And yet there was something happening, and I had to figure out how to deal with it. So the book, The Nightlight, 30 Years with a Non-Physical Intelligence, is kind of an introduction. It's kind of a across the board, what happens, and other ideas and other inspiration and other pieces of knowing that are already out there that maybe you don't have access to or understand how it might correlate or incorporate itself into your own life, your own belief system, your own paradigm. The words are really tough with this because it's language, and language gets really difficult to translate. And so that we do the best we can. And that's what I've also learned in terms of doing the channeling with the nightlight or other entities, that sometimes they work with what vocabulary we have. And our vocabulary has to somehow measure up. And so we use the words, the language we have at the time. And as the decades pass, then the language shifts, it evolves, it changes, and some references completely disappear for the same thing, okay? And so we're talking about ghosts, we're talking about aliens, ETs, non-corporeal or transdimensional or interdimensional, UFOs, UAPs, you get the picture. It's complicated, and language makes it more complicated. So what I've done is, to the best of my ability, try to describe my experiences, how I interrelate with my environment because of that, and some amazing things have happened, and they continue to happen, and that's what makes it fascinating and hard to put in one book. But this is part of it, and so I hope that you'll check it out. And right now it's in pre-order the day that I am posting this, and it will be available August 1st, 2026, and there is a Kindle version. There's also a paperback version. And I was really excited because when I found the cover, something I could put to represent the cover, because it showed itself to me inadvertently, not knowing that I could see it, not knowing how to, you know, say, well, here's how you see it. It would be like telling someone who is blind how to see something. You don't know what they are capable of and what your interpretation might represent to them. So here it is. Accidentally, I had an experience.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And it's called an ocular migraine. That means I see these weird, beautiful geometric designs. It's not supposed to be, this isn't normal. It's an odd thing. And my health is okay. When I saw that, then something else happened. And Andy and I were at the table playing dominoes. This started happening. I said, yeah, I've got one of those ocular migraine things again. But then I realized it wasn't just that. There was something over on the door frame. And on the door frame, it was circular, a circle of this geometric design. That doesn't happen. It's only in your vision and right inside, or, you know, in your eye. And then all of a sudden there's this other thing happening. It's a circle. And so I told Andy, I said, there's a circle on the door frame. And this door frame is one that the dog, Jack, who's no longer with us, he would sit and stare from a safe distance at the kitchen, the door frame. And we always thought, well, there's something in the kitchen, which there is a paranormal element there, but that door frame is a kind of a portal, all right, which I know now. Anyway, there's that circle that's making this shape of geometric designs, beautiful pattern. Andy goes over and he puts his hand there. He said his hand tingled, and then I watched the circle move. So when he tried to interact and touch or somehow connect with it, it moved, which meant, all right, there's more to this. So as I'm writing about that experience in my journal a few days later, I have this awareness just right about 4 inches away from my head outside, not in internal eye, it was outside, and it's kind of a lattice shape. I call it a snowflake. And then I saw the wild carrot. We were walking and so out in a pasture, and I thought, oh my gosh, Queen Anne's lace, I think that might be part of it. Anyway, that design is what I saw. And then the nightlight, the entity that I deal with, connect with, it said, it's me. That's what I look like. That's me. And so it claimed that design. And somebody else has checked in and said it's some kind of a technological thing. I don't know. It's always told me it's a non-corporeal, non-physical being. And it creates the energetic response. It's called bioelectricity. So it's a bioelect. And then now it has also given me a different word, a bioelectric signal. So all this stuff comes as a part of my connection And again, it's personal. It doesn't mean this is corroborated by science of any sort. And I don't need that, because when we wait for science to tell us what we're experiencing is real, we delay everything that happens in between, the learning, the exploring, and the expanded awareness. So science will get caught up with this stuff eventually. Right now, the metaphysics and the paranormal stuff, they're still wild cards. And there's documentation saying that our psychic abilities are real, but again, that's separate from mainstream. Again, that doesn't mean it isn't real. So here we go. If you're interested, the Nightlight 30 Years with a Non-Physical Intelligence, available on Kindle. It's $5.99. I'll probably do some specials with this, but it's a pre-order at the moment. August 1st, it goes live, as does the paperback. Same thing. And I'll read the background. It began with an automatic nightlight that blinked when it had no reason to, and it became a conversation that has lasted nearly 30 years. In the nightlight, W.S. Garrett, host of Wendy's Coffee House and author of Talking to Nightlights, tells the documented story of a decades-long relationship with a non-physical intelligence that speaks through signal and symbol. Moving through telepathic messages, precognitive visions, explained physical phenomena, and encounters at the edge of ordinary perception. Yeah, UFOs are in here. Grounded and unsensational, she writes as both experiencer and witness, and gathers surprising company along the way. Scientists, novelists, and researchers who circle the same possibility that consciousness runs deeper and reality is more porous than we've been taught. The nightlight was an invitation. Curiosity opened the door. For anyone who has sensed something at the edge of the ordinary and had nowhere to set it down. Somewhere, something incredible is waiting to be known. Now, those words are often credited to Carl Sagan, written by journalist Sharon Begley in 1977. And that's the deal. Sometimes the shiny, the well-known, the person who's famous gets the attention. But it's behind the scenes where the work is ongoing. So my book is dedicated to all those workers behind the scenes who are exploring, experiencing, creating, imagining, and becoming so much more because they were curious enough to step outside the lockstep, the conventional, the norm, and say, what the heck's going on here? And if you're listening, you're probably one of those people. And thank you. I hope you enjoy. And somebody reminded me, this was one of my sign-offs. Think the best thoughts, because that's what comes back to you. And it truly does.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.